Once you've interrogated, this step should come pretty quickly. Don't let decision paralysis get the better of you. If you find yourself on the fence, here are some things to help you pick a direction. Consider the storm's environment and whether it favors or negates the potential for the hazard you've diagnosed. Previous storm behavior can also provide cues. Does the storm have a history of producing the hazard you are considering? Also, sometimes storms cycle, especially in the lowest scan. Look up to the mid-levels to find clues about whether the storm's changes in intensity may be temporary or longer lasting. For example, you might check the mid-level mesocyclone or mid-altitude radial convergence or MARC signature for persistence. You'll learn more about these features and what they may tell you about storms later in the convective storms topic. Finally, don't forget about inputs besides radar, including satellite, lightning, and observational data. All of these clues can nudge you away from indecision and into decisive action.